following Bloodstream Media podcast is made possible by Tremo Pharmaceuticals and is intended for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. Please speak with medical professionals before making healthcare decisions.
We can mask it, we can disguise it, we can function beautifully, but it's still there.
You are afraid right now because you live with pain, and your fear is causing you to stop doing the things that you love.
It requires acceptance over and over again.
It's completely different when you have someone who empathizes and truly understands what you're going through.
My life has value. My life, even with pain, I am an integral part of society.
Before we begin, let's take a moment to relax, quiet our minds, and think back on an earlier time in life. Let's say 10 years ago. I bet it looks pretty different. Now, let's go back a little further, maybe 15 years? I guarantee many of you are thinking, wow, what a different person I was back then.
If you were to record this podcast and then get in Greg's time machine and go back and play it for me, I'd be like, what in the world is happening? No way. That is all hogwash. Bullcrap. My future self has been brainwashed by some cult in Denver, Colorado. Get him out of there.
Hi, I'm Mel Forrest, and welcome to the Pain Pod. Change is inevitable. We may try to resist it, but it always finds us. When asked to look back on your life, I'm sure things looked pretty different than they do today. That's change for you. Pain can change a person. It can change lifestyle and influence choices. But it can also lead to growth, strength, compassion, acceptance, empathy, and resilience, to name just a few. Throughout this journey, we have heard several unique and deeply personal stories from individuals with chronic pain. We heard about their pain beginnings, daily routines, ups and downs, and the overall changes that come with chronic pain. And although we may be nearing the end of our journey with them, their stories live on within each of us. In this episode, we discuss the many misconceptions about pain. And as each of our guests move forward, becoming who they are today, even with chronic pain, they leave us with some inspiring insights.
Connected to the person themselves in a very deep way.
Isaac Waithaka is a severe hemophilia A patient from Kenya living with arthritis and chronic joint pain. He mentors younger generations about the importance of knowledge and self-advocating within the bleeding disorders community, and often these lessons extend into his own life, especially when it comes to chronic pain. Isaac shares his final thoughts on chronic pain and reminds us that although hemophilia and pain are significant factors in his life, he is more than just his conditions.
Sometimes when we see pain as something that needs to be dealt with, we seem to forget the person themselves. So we're trying to deal with the pain in a person, but not deal with the person themselves. It's very connected. I think that anyone who's trying to help someone who is experiencing pain or living with chronic pain is really to engage the person, to try to understand the experience of pain rather than to try and solve the pain. I think my advice to people living with a condition that causes the pain, whether it's a mental condition or a physical condition, is to really try and understand it from an outsider's point of view. I think that really helps deal with the pain when you're in that lifestyle. When you stop looking at yourself so much and start looking at the experience someone else is having because of the pain, because it also affects them, right? So just being with someone who is experiencing pain is a very helpless situation. And when you start to help them, not to figure you out or anything, but just to help them cope with this pain that you have, I think it gives a lot more insight into what you can do for yourself. Or because when they're comfortable, when they have things figured out, when they are seeing things from a different perspective or just a perspective that helps them to cope with it, I think for you, it becomes automatic. You'll just automatically start taking responsibility for yourself. And now you know there's someone else to take care of because of the pain that you have. To understand someone's pain is really to understand them.
Listening can bring understanding, and through understanding, one can truly begin to know a person. Shannon Green, an author, mother, and advocate with Guillain-Barré syndrome, knows that finding providers who really listen and understand allows her to feel seen and validated.
I deal with this a lot with the people in the support group. It's okay to get a second or third or even fourth opinion if you feel like your doctor's not really listening to you. A lot of people feel like, well, doctors, they must know. And with chronic pain, it's very hard to diagnose. And I went to several neurologists that had horrible bedside manners before I found a very compassionate doctor that I see now. But the road to diagnosis can be very long with chronic pain. It's very confusing, and you're sent to multiple specialists. And then they don't know what to do with you, so they send you to another specialist, and you just get passed around to all the different doctors, and sometimes you still don't have a diagnosis. So I just want people to know to keep fighting. If you feel your treatments aren't working, to step up and say, look, this doesn't work for me.
You can read more about Shannon's journey with Guillain-Barré syndrome in her self-published book, Chronic Pain Hacker. Because healing is hard. Pain is real. And sometimes advocating for yourself, though exhausting, can lead you to those who believe and understand. April, a mother and advocate with fibromyalgia, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and chronic migraines, shares her experience with self-advocacy.
Advocate for yourself and don't be afraid to fire. I call it firing a doctor. If you're unhappy with how you're being treated, move on. There's a billion other doctors out there, and research, look up your doctor. Definitely number one is be your own advocate, because you need to be able to tell someone like, look, this is how it is. This is what I'm struggling with, and I need you to do this for me. Help me figure this out. And that's kind of, you know, I call it putting your foot down, but that's really what it is. So definitely be your own advocate, you know, do your research, and don't be afraid to fire your doctor if you're not happy. Move on to someone else. There's someone out there that will give you the care and the treatment that you need.
Although I'm in a much better place, I would not consider myself completely on the other side.
We continue to share insights on moving forward even with pain after this word about our sponsor. The Pain Pod is produced by Bloodstream Media and made possible thanks to our sponsor, Tremo Pharmaceuticals.
I said, I want to help you launch this thing. It was just one of those really good medical ideas that, you know, you suddenly realize here's a really good medicine that people don't have access to. And so that's a big part of who I am and what I do.
This is Mark Corrigan. He's a physician. He's also the co-founder of Tremo Pharmaceuticals.
I spent 4 years as CEO of a non-opiate pain medications company. The opiate scourge has been growing and growing. So I'd spent already 4 or 5 years of my life raising capital, running studies, doing experiments, looking for better treatments for pain.
But Mark has a personal experience with pain as well.
My favorite sport is the extreme skiing. I was with a guide in Big Sky, Montana, and I went over the side of a cliff, and I went down about 400 feet and shattered my right leg. And was fortunate to keep it because I had severed arteries and nerves, and it was lifted off the mountain. And I didn't walk for 2 years. And I went on and off of opiates to manage pain after surgeries, religiously stepping off of them as quickly as I could, but grateful for the analgesia that they offer. So that was a turning point in my life, because pain is the great thief. It steals your persona. It robs you of who you are and your joy. And so it's been extremely important to me to continue to provide better solutions for patients.
Tremo was founded with the goal of developing and delivering non-opioid pain therapies for people with rare diseases and other carefully selected pain conditions. Tremo is currently conducting a phase 3 clinical trial for its lead product, a COX-2 selective NSAID. NSAID, for those who aren't familiar, stands for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. While this treatment is not FDA approved, you can learn more about Tremo's pipeline, mission, and the dedicated team leading it by going to TremoRx.com. That's TREMEAURX.com. Tremo, leading the way for those left behind in pain. Chronic pain can be isolating. But Andrea, a mother of two and advocate with endometriosis, interstitial cystitis, and chronic migraines, reminds us that there are people and groups who understand your experience and strive to provide support and validation.
My big thing is that your pain is real and it's valid, and your feelings around that are valid. And I remember I worked with a life coach for a little while. She's incredible. Kimberly Johnson, if anyone's interested. But I remember one of the big things that she would always push for, that my feelings were valid. And so I think we're taught to always be strong and always feel the right way that you're supposed to feel. And if your feelings get hurt, but they shouldn't have, then you're being too sensitive. And she would always say, your feelings are valid. They're not an excuse to be mean. They're not an excuse to do whatever, but they are valid. And so that was something that has helped me both with mental health issues and medical issues. Like, your pain is real and it's valid. On days where you want to close the door and hide away, that's totally valid. But I would also say, find a community. I know people think social media is the devil, but there are communities out there for chronic pain, for endometriosis, for interstitial cystitis. Like, there's so much community out there if you will go and look for it. Because there are people who, I tweet a million people over in England all the time, because England is doing so much for the endo community right now. It's great to find those communities. And I think validation is a huge thing. There's so many people out there with different issues and different health issues, and all of those issues affect your mental health. Like, your physical ailments will affect your mental health too. And so just to know that there's so many people out there who are willing to make space for you. And if you feel like you don't have anyone in your life telling you that, there's a community out there who will, and definitely find them.
Community, support, understanding. These are all things that can make it easier to move forward in life when dealing with chronic pain. Cassandra Campos McDonald, an author, pastor, advocate, and mother with chronic neck and back pain, emphasizes the importance of presence and compassion. Compassion for ourselves and for each other. Because sometimes there is no cure for chronic pain.
I think the biggest misunderstanding is that people think, oh, just go take your meds and you'll be okay. Go take a pill and you'll be fine. If it was that easy, nobody would have chronic pain. It is such an individualized thing. There isn't a treatment that fixes the majority of us. It takes a lot of things to make people like myself function and do well in the world. I think there is not something that just fixes it. Medication doesn't take it away. Surgery doesn't take it away. Maybe there are some cases that something is fixed in a surgical procedure and all of a sudden you've got 98% of your pain-free, and that's great. But from the people I've known who have had surgeries, and they get better, but it's not necessarily a cure. It's a journey that each person has to take. And we need to listen to these people. We need to listen. There's something in the religious world that pastors talk about. It's called the Ministry of Presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. And we don't have to be ministers or even spiritual or religious or whatever to practice this gift of presence. And if we can be present for other people in our world, my gosh, you would be amazed at the healing that we can help to offer them. Just by listening to them, just by having their shoulder, you know, having a shoulder to cry on, or just let them get something out. We're not looking for a cure, or we're not looking to be fixed. Just listen and know that I'm real and that my struggles are real. Even though I can put my makeup on and look like I'm just 100% and I'm dying inside. So just listen to people, be present, be compassionate, because I think we all need a little bit more compassion in the world. Wouldn't it be a better place if we all had a little bit more to give?
You can learn more about Cassandra, her life, and raising two children with severe hemophilia A and inhibitors in her memoir, Dear Hemophilia, Finding Hope Through Chronic Illness. I want to thank Isaac, April, Andrea, Shannon, Cassandra, Patrick, and Greg for taking us on this journey and sharing the very personal side of pain. Each of their lives have changed because of pain, but hearing their stories has also changed mine. And for that, I am extremely grateful.
My name is Tom Norris. I have pain in my left leg, across my hips, up my spine and neck, and it radiates through my entire body. I live with pain all the time.
Join us as we embark on our final journey of the season with guest Tom Norris. Next time, on the Pain Pod. The Pain Podcast is written and hosted by me, Mel Forrest. Produced and edited by Greg Holdsman. Artwork by Ryan Gielen and Christina Newhard. Post-production support from Joshua Sterling Bragg, Rob Bradford, and Avra Friedman. And executive produced by Patrick James Lynch. The Pain Pod is produced by Bloodstream Media and presented by Tremo Pharmaceuticals. Learn more about Tremo and the work they're doing to help alleviate pain by visiting TREMEAURX.com. And as always, if you liked this episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and share the Pain Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Mel Forrest, and we'll be back next time with episode 8 of the Pain Pod.